RCL. N0TR. Tom, you on this afternoon?
CL, KN4, VWA.
What's up, Mr. Steve? How you doing?
Tell you what, Monday will be 3 weeks that I've been on my diet and I've lost 17 pounds today.
Congratulations, but I hate to tell you this, you didn't lose it. I found it.
I'm sorry. Oh, man, it is hot out there. It hit, what did it hit, 90, 91?
Car says it's 84, but I'm sure it feels hotter than that.
Talking about around 2 o'clock today. I thought I looked at my weather station and it said 89, and it was still going up. And it was 70% humidity, which just made it miserable. Oh, man. I'll tell you what. I was out there putting that Mosley together. And I think I've got it, except for just a couple of reinforcement lines to support it.
That is a good day to be working outside, I reckon.
Oh, it did come up one little cloud or two. It kind of sprinkled on me, which gave me a little bit of relief.
Yeah, that just makes it that much more humid outside when it does that.
Yeah, you're right. I heard Tom on there earlier today, probably around about an hour ago, 3 o'clock.
Him in here earlier. I was gonna holler at him a minute, but I couldn't get on the radio earlier when I heard him. So I just, we're coming back from Greer now. I was gonna try to hit him up.
It's a font of knowledge. Whether it's accurate or not, I don't know, but he is a font of knowledge.
Roger on that.
Seriously, I just looked out across Down Road back towards White Oak Mountain, and then I tell you what, it's pretty. Big old nice rain shower coming right straight across there. And it's headed right for my place.
I'm happy with the rain, but I don't like the thunder and the lightning that comes along with it or the wind.
Afraid in a lightning storm.
I ain't gonna say that I'm afraid of it. I respect it. But our animals are showing us scared to death of it.
Well, we used to have one that would run and hide.
Much both of ours, but I've seen what a lightning strike can do. It's pretty impressive the amount of damage it'll do. I definitely have got a respect for it.
Oh, yeah. Well, we're headed for, what is it, Tipsy or Willie? We're headed to Greer to Tipsy Taco.
Yeah, we hadn't been there yet, so you'll have to tell us how it was.
Now, before, it's good. It's a little pricey, but it's good.
If the food and the service is good, I can handle paying a little bit for it. But if the food's bad and the service is bad and the prices is high, I usually just ain't real happy about it.
Remember years ago, I was in downtown Greenville, and I got my bill. I'm in a nice place. You know, this was back in the late 90s, early 2000s, and even at that time, the bill was about $105, and I didn't leave a tip. Well, the waitress called me out. Said, "Sir, do you really want to try to be that cheap and leave no tip at all?" I said, "Young lady, go get your manager and I'll explain to you why I had to ask for water refills. My steak was not done the way I asked for it to be done, and the salad was already starting to turn brown. You were my waitress, and you're supposed to take care of those things. You didn't."
Yeah, bad service. I mean, that's usually the quickest way not to get a good tip.
Service, I'll tip 15%. Now, real good service, I'll go ahead and go 20%. But, hey, if I get bad service, man, I'll let you know. I don't mind a bit. And as I was standing there telling her that, there was a whole crowd of people gathered, you know, right there waiting to get in. And I embarrassed her to death right there in front of probably 30, 35 people waiting with their reservations to get in. I bet you she won't shoot her mouth off again like that.
Yeah, me and Beth don't go out to eat a tremendous amount, but we went out to eat last weekend, and the food was good. The service was above par. We really enjoyed it, had a good time with it. So we kind of done a little game with our waitress and told her to pick a number between 1 and 100, and whatever she picked was going to be her tip, but we didn't tell her that until after the fact.
Well, if the place was that good, where was it? Let me know. I'd like to get a decent meal.
Believe it or not, it was Chili's in Greer. Went right in. Everybody was super nice. The food was super fresh, tasted really good. And the waitress was just on point with making suggestions and recommendations and taking care of us. We had a good time. It was fun. And, you know, I got mad props for anybody that's out working right now, because they definitely had the option to stay at home and not do it and draw the money off the government. So if they out trying, we trying to help take care of them.
There you go. That's the way it ought to be. Yep. Well, I'll tell you what, Bud, we're headed that way just as far as we can go. And, listen, let's get together sometime. I got a smoker that'll just absolutely just make you tossles beat the top of your roof. Real good. Does such a good job. Let's get together and do some ribs or something sometime.
Pretty good. Maybe when the weather cools off a bit outside, we can do it to it. And Beth said she'd get some crochet ideas from the missus.
Listen, we're going to have to regulate, moderate, and supervise how much they hang around, you know?
But Beth's right here beside me, and she said you better tell her that Hobby Lobby has got a whole bunch of their yarn on clearance for like a dollar a skein. You better get down there and get it while they got it.
Sitting right here beside me. Hush, boy, I'll go bankrupt.
Be there together.
Eating navy beans with crocheted sweaters.
We'll be warm. That's the important thing.
I hear you, bud. All right, well, listen, we're going to have to get together sometime. We'll talk to you soon. 73, KN4VWA. We'll be clear.
Steve, y'all have a good afternoon. Enjoy your dinner there. This is K2RCL, Alpha 73s, and I'm clear.